I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. In Peru, rural teacher Pedro Castillo has been installed as the president after narrowly defeating a political insider in the election. Brian Dennett of AMG International says some in Peru are optimistic that fresh leadership could lead to good things. At the same time, Castillo's pick of a prime minister created some tension since he's sympathized in the past with the terrorist organization, The Shining Path. Jesus remains the true king in Peru and everywhere else. AMG works in his name to provide food and other essential aid to the country.
Most of the third world, COVID is raging there. We continue to work hard with our church partners, with our schools down there to feed people, to feed families. And you can help by sending support so that we can help Peruvians who are really suffering in the midst of all of this.
And Spoken Worldwide plans to launch 20 new oral Bible translation projects over the next 3 years. This is possible through a new partnership with Seed Company, another Bible translation organization. Ed Weaver says,
and to give you a comparison, over the last 2 years, we've started 5 language projects. So this is a significant increase in terms of operations tempo for us as an organization. We will be looking for ways to expand that pretty rapidly and spending a lot of time figuring out, okay, which of these people groups do we want to do language projects for? Which ones will be the most in need of a oral Bible first, or maybe an oral Bible only?
And please ask God to guide this big project as it gets underway. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You help us bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Consider giving through the support tab at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.